After spending a year and a half and $40,000 on the search, the Escambia County Commission could vote to hire a new administrator this Thursday evening. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Let's recap. The five finalists are Albert Penska, John Weaver, Jack Brown, Ted Lakey, and former Pensacola City Administrator Bill Reynolds. Brown appears to be the favorite. A sixth candidate, current interim administrator Larry Newsom, is being pushed by Commissioners Gene Valentino and Wilson Robertson.
From the debacles with ECUA, from the local option sales tax, taking over the library, taking over the jail, trying to handle economic development, you don't bring someone new in my opinion, to take over those kinds of projects. He worked on all those.
But Newsom, who took over the post when the late George Tuart retired for health reasons, did not apply for the job. That struck a chord for Commissioner Stephen Berry during a highly contentious debate last month. He said excluding Newsom was no reflection on the job he's done.
The issues that he's been involved with, me personally, have went very well. He's done a very good job and he's been effective. What we're talking about is going forward. I think we do have the next permanent administrator in this five that can be successful in Escambia County, and I'd like to move forward with that.
Also favoring one of the five outside candidates was District 4's Grover Robinson.
I have preferences for a variety of reasons, different ones versus other ones, but I don't see any of them that I necessarily would cut out at this particular point. They've been put forward. I know there's been a lot of comments about the individuals, but I found them to be all certainly impressive in what they were able to do.
Robinson and Valentino clashed over two issues: whether Jack Taylor's application was submitted too late, and whether Larry Newsom should be included.
Are we going to follow some parochial rule?
Master
Chairman, would you tell him to shut up?
I'm not interested in your answer.
I'm interested in getting the truth.
Robinson was referring to an email dated February 10th to him and County Personnel Director Tom Turner from Andrea Sims at Waters Consulting, which confirmed Brown's application was on time. But that wasn't good enough for Valentino.
There have been other defects in the process with Ms. Sims that have caused her commentary to be uncredible, and I don't accept that as fact. Furthermore, why would this accusation have come out in the first place?
Chairman Lumen May, who appears to hold the swing vote between offering the job to Newsom or one of the finalists, voiced support for soliciting a certified letter from Waters Consulting that Brown did apply before the deadline. Those results are expected to be announced at today's meeting.
Because that's the image that people told me when I ran, that at the last minute they hire people, they pull people out of the audience and they hire them. At the last minute, it's an in and around, and that's the history of things. And that's why, even though my mind may have me wanting somebody else, I'm staying with this process.
The Escambia County Commission meets at 5:30 this afternoon at the Ernie Lee McGehee Governmental Complex on Palafox Place. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.